You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the art of well-being, emotional intelligence, living a balanced, self-aware life. And this week we're joined by author, social worker, transformational coach from Ypsilanti, Charissa Allen. Hi, Charissa.
Hey, Lisa. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks so much for joining us. And let's start with, what does it mean to be a transformational coach?
I transform lives. That's just what I do. I transform lives. I have women in, work with women, and I get them into a place where they do a mind shift. They look at things not from the I can't standpoint, but from I am, I can, I will. And they move through that and start living a life.
You like to encourage and empower people?
I love to encourage and I love to empower. I love to equip women.
Well, you have a group and you just recently became more active with it again, the Women's Empowerment Group. Tell us about that.
Yes, the Women's Empowerment Group came from my book. I wrote a book back in 2013, Revelation, Resignation, Restoration. I don't want to see women in a dark place. I stayed in a dark place for many, many years. I stayed mad and angry at myself. Many people didn't understand, and I didn't either. And after writing the book, I let go of a lot of weight, a lot of things that were tying me down. And I decided to hold a women's empowerment group in 2015. It took off, and women are asking for it. And just working in the field that I'm in, being in a social worker, being at the high school, being at Park Ridge Community Center, being in the community, I see the need again for that to happen again. And for me, it encourages me. I learn from women.
All right, let's talk a little bit about your book, Revelation, Resignation, Restoration, A mm-hmm. Woman's Story of Triumph for Women.
Yes.
Sounds like it was not an easy journey to share.
It wasn't. It comes from me experiencing being molested. And I realized that once I start writing and once I start sharing my story with other women, women everywhere, doesn't matter who they are, their background, ethnic background, women need this. Women need this. Women had a story to tell. And I don't want anybody else living in darkness.
So do you chronicle your journey, what happened to you?
Not quite chronicle, but what I do is I talk about what happened and how I dealt with it. And say for a man reading it, if he has a sister, a mother, auntie, a wife, girlfriend, he would know what to look for. Oh, okay, so this is maybe what happened. Things like that. I talk about what I lived through. I talk about how I acted on things, sometimes not so good, other times far out. And even reading the book now, because I've grown from that, I don't recognize the woman who wrote the book, I'm going to be honest. So,
because it's helpful to get it out.
Yes.
To talk about it.
Definitely. Definitely.
Do you find people have a hard time talking about the troubled parts of their lives?
Yes, I do. In a black culture, you know, we were taught to what happens in the home stays in the home. So we grew up with that taboo. It was taboo to have a therapist or to go talk to a professional. And so many of us grew up with that. We live with that. And we acted out many ways without even knowing that we were acting out. And so that was the whole point of writing the book, having the Women's Empowerment Group, and just doing what I do. I want to leave an impact wherever I go, giving women a space, a safe space to talk about whatever it is, because it doesn't have to necessarily be molestation. It could be physical abuse. It could be mental abuse. It could be financial abuse, however it is, whatever the abuse is, having a safe space to talk about it.
And you worked for a women's prison for a while.
Yes, I was at Huron Valley Correctional Facility from 2009 to 2016. That was many lessons learned. Mm-hmm. I worked with women who were identified as substance abusers and with mental health issues. I ran groups 5 days a week, loving what I do, honestly, working with women, just teaching them that they can rise above what they're in. And what I recognize is many women act on emotion. Some of it was because of the abuse that they handled, that they took on, they tolerated. And it came out in an act of violence in whatever way. You know, there are times I've asked about, oh, are you scared of the prison? Would they do anything? And many times I felt safe in the prison because women are human. They're human. And they just wanted to be treated like a human being. And that's what I did.
So you gave them hope? Is that what you were sharing?
Yes, I was giving them hope. I was giving them a reason to live, a reminder. Sometimes I just want to say a reminder. I was giving them the reminder that their life is still worth living, whether they got 5, 10, 20, or a lifetime in prison. Their life is still worth living because they have other people they can share their story with.
And what lessons did you learn?
I learned to be true to myself, Lisa. That's where the book came from. I learned to be true. I recognized that we are all human. That was the greatest lesson I learned. And I don't have to be perfect. I don't have to be perfect. I'm just who I am. I'm me, and I'm okay. I'm Sharice Allen. With all my imperfections, I am perfectly made to share my skills and my gifts with other people.
Other people should feel that way too. Self-love, so important.
Self-love, yes. My shirt, I have a shirt line, Loving Me. And it's simply just loving me. Just I learned to love me. All of me, all of the hips, everything, all of them, you know, them childbirth marks.
We're not necessarily what you see, right? We're not just our physical outward appearance.
It's so much more to us. It's so much more. I'm intrigued by, you know, just listening to people's thoughts about what they think about anything, McDonald's and Wendy's, what they think about Republicans and Democrats, what they think about a cat versus a dog. I'm interesting, you know, having babies, not having babies.
Right.
Man versus woman. I'm interested because we all have something to give back to the world.
You have declared 2019 the year of
love. It is the year of love. Yes. 2019 is the year of love. And I will give love. I will receive love like never before. Unconditional love. Love without limits. Love with no ties. And it starts with me loving myself just as I am, where I am, right now.
And self-care is so important.
Oh, my God. It's essential. It's not selfish. It's right. Essential. It's absolutely necessary that we take care of ourselves physically, mentally, emotionally, financially. We take care of ourselves.
And it's not an ego me first love.
Oh, no, definitely not ego me. No, it's just about starting from the inside, purging all of that hurt and pain. Many things I know for sure as a social worker is we carry things from our childhood into our adulthood. And then we try to fix all of that stuff that happened in childhood when we get to our 30s, our 40s, our 50s, and it's not that easy. It's a process. It's a process that first we have to admit that we got some things going on.
And I think you and I share the view that there's a lesson in everything.
Every day you wake up, you don't even have to leave the house. Every day you wake up, there is a lesson in living. And if you're not learning, you're not living. If you're not living, you're not growing.
Sharice Allen, she has a women's empowerment group, and you also do public speaking. You're available for that?
I do public speaking. I'm available for public speaking. I do vision board parties. I'm available to do a vision board parties for you.
We'll put links on our webpage to how people can get a hold of you. And thank you so much for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU's Art and Soul.
Thank you, Lisa, for having me.